Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, back with another dose of real talk on survival mode exit, thrive mode activated. You know that feeling when you put your heart and soul into something, only to have it fall flat? The disappointment, the frustration, the urge to just chuck it all in? We've all been there. Today, we're tackling a big one. Letting go of attachment to outcomes. Because trust me, sometimes, the journey is far more valuable than the destination. See, life throws us curveballs. Plans get derailed, dreams take unexpected turns, and sometimes, things just don't work out the way we envisioned them. That can be a real buzzkill, right? But here's the thing, when we become overly attached to specific outcomes, we set ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. It's like clinging to a single leaf on a windy day. You might end up getting tossed around, feeling powerless, or worse, lost in the storm altogether. So how do we break free from this outcome obsession? Well, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you shift your mindset and start thriving, even when things don't go according to plan. First, focus on the process, not just the prize. Imagine training for a marathon. Would you only care about crossing the finish line? No way. You'd celebrate each mile conquered, each workout completed, every step forward. That's what it's all about, embracing the journey, learning from every experience, and growing along the way. Next up, cultivate a sense of acceptance. Life isn't always a perfectly paved road. There will be potholes, detours, and unexpected twists and turns. Accepting that reality allows us to navigate those bumps with grace and resilience. Instead of fighting against what is, try rolling with the punches, adapting, and finding new paths forward. Third, reframe your definition of success. Is it solely about achieving a specific goal? Or is it about becoming the best version of yourself, learning, growing, and making a positive impact on the world? Expanding your definition of success opens up a whole world of possibilities and allows you to celebrate even the smallest victories along the way. Fourth, practice gratitude. Ever notice how much easier it is to feel happy when we focus on what we have rather than what we lack? Cultivating a sense of gratitude for the good things in our lives, big and small, helps us shift our perspective and appreciate the present moment, regardless of the outcome. And finally, remember that you are not your outcomes. Your worth is not defined by your successes or failures. You are inherently valuable, capable, and deserving of love and happiness, no matter what life throws your way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's an amazing artist who puts her heart and soul into creating these incredible pieces. She dreams of having her work displayed in a prestigious gallery, but after several rejections, she starts feeling discouraged. She questions her talent, her worth, and even the whole point of creating art. Sound familiar? But here's where things get interesting. Sarah decides to take a step back. Instead of fixating on the outcome, getting into that gallery, she focuses on the joy she finds in the creative process itself. She explores new techniques, experiments with different mediums, and even starts sharing her art with friends and family, who shower her with encouragement and praise. Suddenly, Sarah realizes something profound. Creating art wasn't just about the destination, it was about the journey of self-expression, the exploration, and the connection she felt with others through her work. See what I mean? Letting go of the outcome allowed Sarah to reclaim her passion, rediscover her joy, and create a path that was uniquely hers. So remember, friends, life is an adventure, not a race. Embrace the journey, celebrate the small wins, learn from your experiences, and never lose sight of the things that truly matter, your growth, your well-being, and your connection to others. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've learned to let go of attachment to outcomes in your own life? Share your stories, tips, and insights in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated for more real talk, practical advice, and a whole lot of motivation to help you thrive. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.